Nation and this station.
All right, Talk Around continues this Thursday, January 12th. Thanks for waking up with us here on The Morning Show. Appreciate that. Well, I've been talking about this for weeks now, Luck of the Irish Bingo, coming up this Saturday at the Wapton Community Center. And I've got Owen and Gina in Wapton FFA. Good morning, folks. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm really jealous. I've always wanted to go to Ireland, and you guys are going. When is this trip going to happen?
Our trip is supposed to be like the end of June. We don't have of this summer. We don't have our exact dates set, but it's going to be towards the end of June.
Okay. And we were talking before we went on. Why Ireland? How did you come up with this?
The main reason we chose Ireland is since we're going for FFA, which is a big like egg-focused thing, and Ireland's a big egg-focused country, it's a good one to give us different opportunities. Like one of the activities we're doing there is like a farm-to-table day. Wow. Where we'll get to work or like help at a farm. I'm not sure the exact stuff we'll get to do. And then that evening we'll have a meal with stuff from that farm.
Okay, so did you just kind of decide this as a group, or was it somebody kind of made the decision for you? How did you decide on Ireland? Was that a group decision, Owen? I'll let you field that one.
Yeah, we had a tour company reach out to us and offer the opportunity to go on the Ireland trip, and the FFA just thought it would be a great thing for our students to go and experience.
Right. Now, how many are going to be going out of your group?
There's going to be a total of 33 students and adult chaperones attending the trip.
Fantastic. And I assume probably by your itinerary, once you get there, you're going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, because while we're there, we get to go to three of the different major cities. We go to Dublin, Kinley, and Galway. So we get to go pretty much all over the country and, like, stop at different places along the way and, like, yeah.
I am so jealous.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we're going to do while we're there.
Well, tell me about this fundraiser that you guys have got coming up this Saturday.
Yep, that's correct. The bingo fundraiser will be this Saturday, January 14th. At the Wapton Community Center. It'll start with a social hour at 4 p.m., and then dinner will start at 5 with the bingo starting at 6.
Okay, and you got to be 21 to come to this, right?
Yep. Correct,
okay.
Because there is going to be alcohol there, so you do have to be 21.
Okay, and I think you're going to have a really good turnout for this, because I think a lot of people are going to get behind you and support you on
this. Yeah, we've already sold a lot of tickets, and we do still have some tickets available, so there will be tickets sold at the door.
Okay. Fantastic. And are you to the kind of like close to the point where you need to be money wise to get this thing done?
We're pretty close to what we need. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
It's been nice because we've gotten a lot of donations, especially for our different prizes. So we do have a wide variety of prizes for it, and we have silent auction stuff going on.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Is there a cost at the door to get into this, or did I already ask you that?
The tickets are $50, but if you bought your ticket ahead of time from one of the different people attending the trip, then you just show your ticket when you get there. But if you're buying a ticket there, then it's $50.
Well, and that gets you a lot of stuff. Yep, that basically gets you the whole evening,
yep,
right?
It gets you your 12 games of bingos, your meal, and one alcoholic beverage.
Fantastic. This could be a good time. Like I say, I think you're going to have a really good turnout for this.
I think we're going to have a lot of people that end up coming to it.
Hey, you two, promise me something that once this is all over and you guys get back, you'll come back in and give me an update on this.
Oh, yeah. You bet we will.
All right. Anything else you want to throw in before we wrap it up?
Well, some of the prizes you can win.
Yeah,
are,
cover that.
Yeah, so you can win Apple AirPods with an Apple Watch. You can win a 1/16 size John Deere tractor model with a $150 gift card, a $250 gift card to Brooder's Butcher, a Ninja Food Eye, a Ring doorbell with Amazon Echo, a 50-inch Amazon Fire TV, a Milwaukee drill set, a Roomba, a Michael Kors purse, a Traeger, a couch purse, and a custom fire ring.
Wow. Where did you get all these gifts? Did you just go around and businesses donating this or individuals?
Yep, all of our prizes have been either businesses or individuals from around the community.
Boy, how nice is that?
Yeah.
Never hurts to have friends.
Yeah.
You bet.
All right. Is that it?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay. Well, you guys, I wish you all the luck with this fundraiser on Saturday.
Yeah.
Safe travels, and I'm serious. You guys got to come back in when you're back and give me an update on this, okay?
I will come.
All right. Wapton FFA talking with Owen and Gina this morning. It's 9:40 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Relax on the weekends with me, Therese K, at AM 1450, the Voice of the Valley.